Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. After 2 months of questioning, a jury has been chosen for the federal trial of accused Boston Marathon bomber Zahar Tsarnaev. 10 women and 8 men, all white, were selected from an initial pool of more than 1,300 prospective jurors. They'll be seated when opening statements begin tomorrow, and they're expected to serve until June. WBUR's David Boweri has been covering jury selection. Hello there, David.
Hi, Deb.
So what happened in court today?
It began with 64 people. They'd all been qualified as fair and impartial jurors. They were the pool. 64 people filed into that courtroom. And then they watched for the next hour as, in silence, the defense and the prosecution started passing papers. You can imagine the jurors, of course, some of them are going to be chosen, and they're waiting for their own verdict as to who's going to be serving for as many as 4 months. After about an hour, which they had no idea what was going on, the judge said both sides have exercised their peremptory challenges, and those, as you know, are strikes by both sides without having to give cause. And then they called the numbers of 18 people, they sat them in the box, and that's your jury.
What do we know about these 18 people?
So 10 women, 8 men on the jury, and we went back to our notes on all 256 and pulled these people. Now we find some interesting stories. 3 of the jurors presumed that he was guilty. That's actually lower than the average presumption of guilt in that whole big pool. 15 have said that they were unsure about his guilt. 2 said they thought life in prison might be worse than death. There was a woman who said she was willing to impose the death penalty, but she was concerned about wrongful convictions. There was another woman who said, you know, I'm not somebody who's going to say right at a cocktail party that someone needs to be put to death. In other words, she was going to consider the evidence beforehand. There are a lot of people who don't trust the media, who don't follow the media. One woman worked at the Islamic Center in Boston, was working there at the time of the explosions. She said she doesn't trust anything she sees on the media. And then there was another person, a young Iranian-American, Deb, whose mother converted from Islam to the Baha'i faith while in Iran, and there is a record of persecution of those in the Baha'i faith there. She was persecuted. She came to this country. And so he said, to be honest, I personally do not have anything against Muslims. He also then later said that the death penalty is valid in terms of being a good punishment. And then he added, it takes away some of the burden on the person's soul. So you have some interesting answers, some contradictory opinions, and one or two people who expressed a strong belief and a strong support for the death penalty, but there are a number of people in between here.
David, if jury selection was this dramatic and lengthy, what do you expect will happen during opening statements tomorrow?
I think we're all riveted here because I think that you're going to see some horrific stuff shown and some terrible stories that are going to bring back the pain for everyone. Yesterday in motions, the defense protested the fact that the prosecution plans to show autopsy photos, and those autopsy photos are shocking. I think you're going to see a lot of raw emotion tomorrow, and it's going to be very troubling to watch.
All right. WBUR's David Boweri, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.